Hey, Justin. Leah Musgrave, TexAgs.com. This Aggie defense took huge strides in year one under Mike Elko. So my question for you is, how far do you think this defense can go in year two despite losing seven starters? And then where do you think that pass rush is going to be able to come from in 2019?
Yes, we lost a lot of starters, and I believe the pass rush is going to come from the new guys filling in those shoes, like Mike Clemens, Bobby Brown, Tyree Johnson. Jeremiah Martin, these guys have been working hard and dedicating themselves to perfect their craft all summer, so I'm not worried about that. I believe in my brothers and what they can do on the field.
Okay, third row.
Coach Fisher mentioned that even though you hadn't played a ton in, under the previous staff, they loved you right away. But did you expect to have the sort of impact that you did last year?
For me, I have high expectations for myself. But I believe that, like, a lot of people say, man, you had a great year. But I don't feel that way. I feel like I have more to prove. I have more to get better at. So I just take it one day at a time and just put my hard work hat on and get to work. So, man, so I take it one day at a time.
Justin, I know you have high expectations for the coming year. Any personal goals you set stats-wise, or you're just going to let it play out, see how it goes?
For me, you know, I write down, like, a certain amount of, like sacks I want to get and tackles I want to get. But for me, it just comes into fruition when I just put in the hard work and the dedication that I apply myself by, like, squeezing out the distractions and focusing on what I need to focus on that's important for the season and for my teammates, so.
Get right down to front.
Justin, John Wilson with KBTX and College Station. Do you feel like you'll be one of the leaders on the defense this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm one of the older guys now. It doesn't feel weird, but it feels kind of different. But I'm embracing it. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? The young guys, they look up to me, and they always ask me questions about what it's like and all this stuff. I'm like, man, you need to prepare yourself mentally for it. Football is a mental game. It's a game from the neck up. You have to prepare yourself, know what you're doing, know the plays, trust in your brothers, trust in your abilities, and just get the job done, taking it one day at a time.
Gentlemen, standing up.
You got to go to L.A. last week for the ESPYs. Justin, what was that experience like?
Yeah, it was different. It was very, very exciting. I watch it every year, but to be a part of it and to be nominated for the game that we had against OSU, it was just a blessing, man. It was so crazy to see all these people that you look up to your whole life and guys that you see on TV being successful, like Rob Gronkowski, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and to see them in person, Zion, like literally 10 feet away from me, like, bro, this is Zion Williamson. That's crazy. But it was a great experience, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean, that's over with, and I'm just focused on the summer and fall camp coming up.
Second row, please.
We've talked about this a lot today, but you have a very difficult schedule coming up this season, and you earlier were talking about mentality. So how have you mentally prepared for this season? How have you and your defense mentally prepared to take on all these good quarterbacks, all these good offenses that you're about to face?
Right. For us, it's an opportunity. Every game is an opportunity. We're going to play the best of the best. That's why you come to the SEC, to play the best of the best, and we're literally playing the best of the best. So it's really what you're asking for. So it all comes down to us accepting the challenge, seeing it as an opportunity to showcase our ability, showcase what Coach Elko has put us through the spring and the summer and the preparation and the dedication that we put towards it, and just showcasing what we can do.
Okay, third row, please.
What did it mean to you being named your team's defensive MVP?
It's truly an honor. It's a blessing because the guys in the locker room trust in my abilities, and they trust that I can lead this defense through my action, through my words, to be the best that we can be. So I just accept the challenge, and I just embrace it all, man. It's really a blessing for me.
Okay, again over here, please.
You talked about how you're playing the best of the best in conference, but you also are playing very good teams out of conference. Mm-hmm. Do you approach each game differently depending on what conference you're playing in, or is it kind of the same?
No, every game for me is the same mentality. You got to win the game, and how you win the game is just keen into the little details that Coach Elko has been teaching us, Coach Robinson has been teaching us, and just trusting it and just believing in your teammates that when we run these stunts, you're going to run the right way. When we do this front, we're going to do it the right way, and just taking it one day at a time.
Right here in the middle of the cameras.
I asked Braden this earlier, but Coach Fisher is one of the fastest talkers I've ever heard. And he said he talks twice as fast when he's mad. How hard is it to understand Coach Fisher when he's angry at you guys?
He kind of just says like a lot, like not really a lot of gibberish, but says a lot of words at once. And you're like, what? But then like he ends it with like three main words, like you need to get that done. And then you kind of like wrap around what the first thing he said. Oh, okay, I get it. He didn't like well, how he did this. I need to get that done. So Coach Fisher, man, he's just a great coach, and we're just blessed to have him, man. And everything that he tells us and everything that we do, we trust in him. And you know what I mean? We just want to win games.
Another one over here. Okay.
Yes, we can go all day if you want to.
Bring it on. Come on.
You talked about details, details, details. Is there one single player that you can kind of single out that just pays attention to details day in and day out?
Can I do a pass player?
Yes.
Landis Durham did. He would make sure that because he was the drop and I'm the three, and we'll always be right next to each other. Anywhere he goes, I follow him. So he would always be telling me to pay attention to the little details and stuff like that. So that's one guy that for sure I know that would always be reminding me, like, hey, man, make sure you watch this. Hey, make sure you watch that. Hey, make sure you watch the splits. It's bigger this side. It's wider this side. So
right here in the middle again.
Justin, how different are things than they were this time a year ago now that you have 1 year under your belts with Jimbo Fisher running this program?
Yeah, it's different than last year due to the fact that Coach Fisher just got here and you don't know what to expect, and you're kind of like, oh, what are we going to do? But now you're kind of in the flow of things and how things are like working around Coach Fisher and his staff. So you know what to expect. So you know what the standard is, and you just try to lift that standard every single day and put your hard work in and just be the best that you can be. So
you're all right.
Coach Fisher talked about how important it was that you step up as a leader with all those losses in the front seven. And one thing he really talked about was the difference between a great player and someone with a championship mentality. Has he spoken to you about that, and what does that mean to you?
Me and Coach Fisher have not spoken about it yet, but what it means to me is that it's either you can be really, really good or you can be great. And there's a difference. You know, being really, really good is just, you know, I mean, your God-given ability and just doing things here and there. But being great is watching the film, getting your rest, eating the right foods, asking questions, these little things that can enhance your game to a whole different level. That's something that he not tells me only, but tells the whole team that we should be pushing towards those things to be the best that we can possibly be.
Okay. Here we go again.
You're going into the season losing a lot of defensive players from last year. Are there any key rising players that we should be on the lookout for this year?
Yeah, all of us on defense. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only returning front seven. But, you know, starting with the end, we have Mike Clemens, we have Bobby Brown, Jeremiah Martin, Tyree Johnson, Anthony Hines, Buddy Johnson, guys replacing Tyrell and Otaro Alaka, you know what I mean? These guys, including myself, have been busting our tails on the barrels every single day, getting these plays right that Coach Elko has scripted for us, and building that chemistry with each other and building that communication so when the fall comes, it's easy cake. You know what I'm saying? His body language, you already know what's coming. So those are guys that are coming in, already doing what I expected them to do, if not even better. I'm so proud of them. But we have a long way to go, and we have a lot more work to do.
We have another question here. Good.
Justin, you talked about Clemens earlier today, kind of beefing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown, huge dude, you're your big self. Who's the strongest guy on the defensive line?
Strongest guy on D line. Gotta be Bobby Brown. Bobby was just a big, I call him Big Shaq back. Like Shaquille O'Neal, Big Shaq back. That's why I call him Big Bobby. But yeah, man, I believe Bobby is really, really strong. I think he's one of the strongest guys on the team, yeah, for sure.